Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf Shir, sponsor Lui Nishmas Har Yaakov Shalom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzio Daf Chov Beis. The Gemara in Amud Beis, concluding the sugyo of Yushalom Midas, the Gemara says that Halacha is like Abaye in Ya'el Kagam. What is Ya'el Kagam? Ya'el Kagam is the initials, the Rosh Tevois, of six sugyos and chas, where we paskin like Abaye. And the first letter, the letter Yud, is Yushalom Midas, which is our sugya. Now this klal, this rule, is very essential in chess. Because statistically, Abaye and Rovo appear more than any other mandomar throughout chess. The Gemara calls our Gemara Havayas de Abaye and Rovo. These are the limud of Abaye and Rovo. That's what we're going through throughout chess. So here we're giving us the key to the Piskei Halacha of most sugyas of chess. Halacha is like Rava everywhere, except for six places where we paskin like Abaye. Now there is an inyan here, a deep concept idea, why the simon of where we paskin like Abaye is Ya'el Kagam. And the idea over here is rooted in Divrei Kabbalah, and summarized beautifully the Sefer Kehilas Yaakov, that was written by the Baal Meloi HaRoyim, who wrote the Sefer as a type of encyclopedia to Musogim, to concepts in Kabbalah. And there he speaks in two places about the idea of Ya'el Kagam, and we'll try to just understand a little bit what he says. We'll start with Divrei Rashi in the beginning of Chumash, that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world b'midas adin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the anhaga of the world to be a midah of judgment of din. But this world cannot be b'midas adin. The anhaga of olam hazeh cannot be based on din. So therefore, shitif imo midas harachim, there's a combination. We're not going in this world with strict judgment. We have mercy involved in here, the cause of chesed, as Rabbi Sein explained. And the world is more lenient. But when we come to la'asel lavoi, when we come to olam habo, there indeed we'll go back to the original plan to have midas adin. The world will be munog, will be directed based on judgment. This is also the simple understanding, because who gets olam haba? Oh, someone who deserves it. If you don't deserve it, you don't get it. Olam haba is based on din, on judgment only. This is reflected in halacha. The Arizal says that in this world we paskin like Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel are considered to be the ones which represent the midah of chesed. They are the ones who are more lenient. They are the ones who are more accepting in this world. Beit Shammai, on the other hand, belong more to judgment, to midas adin, to more strictness. And therefore, says the Arizal, although halacha is like Beis Hillel in this world, in the world to come will be halacha like Beit Shammai. But because this world is not a world which is without din at all, it's shitif imo midas harachim. It's a little judgment, just the judgment is memutok, is sweetened. So therefore, there are some places we paskin in this world as well, like Beit Shammai. We have to add to this what we mentioned many times in the Shiurim, that shivim ponim la'Torah, every way of learning Torah is another way, another oifen to understand Torah. So each, all the ponim are emes. But the question is, what does halacha l'maisa means? How is it implemented down the world? In olam hazeh, the halacha is based on the more chesedik approach. And olam haba, it's more midas adin. Now, one more hagdama we have to add over here is that in general, kohanim are considered to be the midah of chesed. They bring all the hashpa from above. Levim represents the midah of din, of judgment. Their job is to be shayarim, to be the ones in the gates, not to allow people to come in. They are the ones that are mishayarim, they sing. Singing, shiros, always has to do with midas adin. And the simple understanding is the reason is because in order to create a song, you need to have a very specific structure. And structure has to do with din, with gevurah, with limitations, with a gvul. There's one kohen who in Sefer Kabbalah is considered to be that belongs more to midas adin, and that is Eli, a kohen, base Eli, the house of Eli. That we know what the Gemara says, that anybody who comes from the house of Eli, he dies at a young age, and the only way to overcome it is through Torah and chesed, which means only through Shefa of Midas HaChesed you can overcome Eli. Based Eli has the Midas Adin on them. Zokna the Meloi Roim. When we're speaking about Abaye and Rava, Rava represents the Midah of Chesed. Abaye represents the Midah of Din. The Gemara tells us that Abaye and Rabbah come from the base Eli, from the house of Eli. That's where Abaye belongs to. That's why usually we pasken halacha like Rava. But there's only six places that we pasken like Abaye, similar to Bichamai. There are a few places we pasken like him, because that's what Midas Adin needs. You have to have some Midas Adin in the world. And the remnants of the Shmuas that we pasken like Abaye refer to the Midas Adin that he has. Ya'el Yud Ayin Lamed is the same letters as Eli, because he comes from Beis Eli, the one Koyin who's Midas Adin. And Kagam, the Rosh Hashanah of Kagam, is Kehas, Gershon, and Merari, the three families of the Levim who represent Midas Adin. When the Gemara gives us a simon and says that Halacha like Abaye and Ya'el Kagam is to come and tell me the reason why you pasken like Rav over Abaye, because Rav is Chesed and Abaye is Din. And it's Ramuz in the Shmuas that we mention the name of Abaye. Ya'el is the letters of Eli, and Kagam is the families of Levio, all representing the Midas Adin in the world. That's where Abaye belongs to. That's why you don't pasken like him in this world, only in a few places. This, of course, Dvarim Mamukim Me'oid has much more to expand upon, but at least we have a little bit of a taste in the Inyonim that are Ramuz in this Siman. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.